In the vibrant heart of Burkina Faso, among the storytelling elders who shared tales beneath the baobab trees, lived a young boy named Ibrahim Traoré. He was the youngest son of a wise mother, Issatou, known not only for her unparalleled wisdom but also for her uncanny ability to foresee the dangers that lurked in the shadows of everyday life. The villagers often said that Issatou's intuition was a gift from the spirits themselves, and her warnings were never to be taken lightly. Ibrahim grew up listening to her stories, tales woven with moral lessons and rich with culture. One sunny afternoon, as the sun dipped low and painted the sky in shades of orange and purple, Issatou gathered her children around her. "Listen closely, my children," she began, her voice steady and soothing. "There are things in this world that can lead you astray, and my duty is to protect you, even from yourselves." Naz, the children leaned in closer. Issatou told them of a young boy who once lived in a neighboring village. This boy, like Ibrahim, was full of potential and dreams. However, he was also filled with curiosity and a thirst for adventure that led him into the forbidden forest on the outskirts of their village. There, he encountered a beautiful yet dangerous creature, a serpent that could charm the heart of any boy and lead him away from his family forever. The serpent whispered promises of treasure and glory, but those were lies, Issatou cautioned, her eyes wide with concern. He succumbed to temptation and lost his way. "The forest is enchanting, but it hides many secrets that can devour a wandering soul." Ibrahim's heart raced with excitement and fear. Naz, the sun set and an eerie calm enveloped the village. Issatou leaned in closer, making sure her children understood her message. She had seen too many mothers cry over their lost children. She had witnessed families torn apart by the allure of greed and ambition. "Remember, my son, danger often comes disguised as opportunity. Listen to my warning, for it carries the weight of our ancestors. Never let your hunger for adventure blind you to the risks that await. Stay close to home, for here lies your safety." Next day, Ibrahim awoke brimming with dreams of exploration and adventure. His friends, eager to break the monotonous routine of village life, planned an expedition to the outskirts of the very forest his mother had warned him against. The thrill of adventure swelled in the young boys' hearts, and with it came the promise of finding something magical. With every step toward the forest, Isatu's words echoed in Ibrahim's mind. He wrestled with the pull of the unknown and the voice of his beloved mother. Yet, the thrill of discovery overcame his better judgment, prompting him to follow his friends along the forest's edge. As the sun broke through the tall trees, casting dappled shadows on the ground, Ibrahim found himself entranced by the beauty surrounding him. His friends, however, ventured deeper into the woods, where sunlight barely reached. Lured by the enchanting sounds of the forest, they danced on, unaware of the danger that lurked within the shadows. Ibrahim hesitated, torn between his loyalty to his friends and his mother's warning. "I should turn back," he thought, but as if sensing his retreat, the forest seemed to call to him, promising adventures beyond his wildest dreams. Before he realized what was happening, he had wandered too far from the safety of the path. His friends had disappeared, swallowed by the trees. Panic surged through him as he called out their names, but only the whispers of the wind responded. Ibrahim's heart raced, echoing the timeless warning of his mother, "Danger can wear the face of innocence." Suddenly, as if summoned by his fear, a figure emerged from the underbrush. It was the fabled serpent, its scales shimmering with hues of gold and emerald. "Hello, young adventurer," it hissed, its voice smooth as silk. "I know you seek your friends, but perhaps you would rather seek fortune with me instead? I can show you treasures beyond your imagination." Temptation dripped from every word. NNFOR a moment, Ibrahim was dazzled. Thoughts of gold, glory, and adventure swirled in his mind. But then Isatou's voice resonated in his heart, reminding him of the boy who had lost his way, consumed by the charmer's promises. With newfound clarity, Ibrahim stepped back. No, I will not be led astray. NNTHE serpent let out a hissing laugh as it slithered closer, unperturbed by Ibrahim's defiance. You think you can resist? Every boy has succumbed to the allure of the treasures I hold, but you? You are different, or are you? Ibrahim's mind raced. He remembered the stories, the warnings, the cries of mothers whose children had fallen into the trap of desire. With a surge of courage, he turned away from the serpent and shouted, I will not follow you. I will find my way back to my mother. NNTHE forest trembled as if it were angered by his decision. Shadows twisted and shrieked, but Ibrahim pressed onward, his heart pounding but resolute. Each step echoed his mother's wisdom, guiding him back to safety. At long last, he spotted the familiar opening through the trees that led to his village. He emerged into the sunlight, relief washed over him. His friends, having realized their own folly, were waiting anxiously by the edge of the forest. They ran to embrace him, filled with embarrassment and regret. Ibrahim shared his story, as well as the warning, with them, affirming that the adventure is not always worth the price of losing oneself. From that day on, Ibrahim carried Isatou's warning in his heart. He understood that while adventure is enticing, the bonds of family and the wisdom of a mother are the true treasures that safeguard one's spirit. He learned to blend wonder with caution, to respect nature's beauty but also the dangers it harbored. As he sat beneath the baobab tree recounting his tale, he felt grateful for the gift of wisdom, knowing that Isatou's warnings would continue to guide him through life's many adventures. NNTHUs, the story of Ibrahim Traoré became a beacon for all in his village, a reminder that a mother's warnings must never go unheard, for they carry the weight of love and protection against the unknown's allure.